This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, are you planning to do some Christmas shopping online? If so, North Yorkshire's Trading Standards Service is offering advice to make sure you don't get into any problems. Jo Boutflower is from the team.
Something like 75% of people bought about half their Christmas presents online last year, so massive amount of stuff going on out online. Our advice, first of all, is just to take your time and make sure you know who you're buying goods from, and to do a bit of research around who they are, what the product you're buying is, whether it's as good a bargain as it appears to be. So some obvious things like make sure you know who the company is you're dealing with, look for a UK geographical address. If it's the trader's own website, that should be on there very clearly. If you're looking on an online auction site or a marketplace site, then again, make sure that you know where the trader is. There are lots of examples of people selling directly from China. No problem with that in itself, but it does mean that things haven't been tested as they've come into Europe or into the UK, so there's no guarantee that they're safe. And then if things go wrong and the trader is in China, how do you get them back there and how do you get your refund? So, as I said before, just take your time to research who you are. There's lots of information online as well as the website selling things. There'll be feedback sites and review sites. A lot of the auction sites and marketplace sites have their own feedback sections. So just take a few minutes to check out the feedback on the trader and just check that the website looks legitimate as well. We've had cases of website domains being hijacked. So, for example, something like Trading Standards UK actually being hijacked by a company in China to sell fake goods or something like that. So if you're on one website that you think is a UK company selling shoes or something, and you suddenly end up on a site that's selling you electrical goods, then be a little bit suspicious about who's running it and where you're buying the goods from.
And if you buy something in a shop, have you got more protection rights than if you buy something online?
In a way, you've got more rights online. The position generally is that goods have to be of satisfactory quality, they have to be fit for purpose, and they have to be as they were described. So whether you're buying in a shop or whether you're buying online, you have those rights. The goods have to be satisfactory. Online, because you haven't had the chance to inspect goods as you would in a shop, you get 14 days to cancel the contract, and that's from when the goods arrive. So if something turns up and it's the wrong colour or it's the wrong size, or you just look at it and you think that's not as good quality as I thought it was, then you have 14 days from then to cancel a contract. And that's to notify the trader. There's then separate timescales for getting the goods back to the trader. Now, if you are going to cancel the contract, obviously you need to return the goods in the same condition that they were supplied to you. So you have to take care of them. You shouldn't wear them, for example, and you need to return them in good time and in good condition.
Just looking at something which you may get for Christmas, but you decide you don't want it or you want to change it for something else, how much time have you got to change your mind?
It depends on the retailer themselves. There's no right in law to return goods simply because you've changed your mind, unless you bought online. If you bought online, then you've got the 14 days to cancel that we've talked about. But that applies to the person who bought the item themselves. So if you've received something as a gift, you have no right in law to return that. So two options, either ask the person who gave you the present very nicely if they still have the receipt and whether it could be returned for a different colour or a different size or whatever it is. If it's come from a high street shop, then many of those traders will run their own return system. It's not something they're required to do by law, but they do it for goodwill purposes. And the rules there are simply find out what their terms and conditions are. So if they'll exchange things but only give you a credit note, then that's what they're entitled to do. And actually, you're being given more there than the law would say you have to have.
And just looking at electrical goods, buying them online, what do people need to bear in mind with that?
There are lots of problems with electrical goods at the moment, particularly with fake plugs and chargers. I think people will have heard of problems with phone chargers causing shocks and fires. Last Christmas, obviously, there were a lot of problems with hoverboards. Again, it was around the chargers for those items that weren't safe. Think about where you're buying electrical goods from. Make sure you're buying them from the UK, really. There are specific UK rules about plugs, so it is the one thing, really, that we'd say you need to buy this item from the UK. If you end up somehow buying something from China, then check the plugs very carefully before you use it. Make sure it's a UK 3-pin plug. There are specific measurements that the pins should be, the length, the sleeving on the plug to give protection. Next week is National Consumer Week, and North Yorkshire Trading Standards, we're actually doing a bit of a giveaway on our social media accounts to help people check their plugs. So the Electrical Safety Council have produced a pin gauge for plugs, and we'll have 10 of those that we're giving away on Twitter and 10 that we're giving away on Facebook, so people can try and get hold of one of those and then check any plugs that they buy. And that's our Twitter is at NYCCTS, and we're North Yorkshire Trading Standards on Facebook.